have you describe what happened in the last 5 minutes of that second period.
I don't know. We'll have to watch the tape and dissect it. Obviously, you know, I took that penalty there, and they score on the power play, and then kind of sucked the life out of us a little bit. So, I don't know the details, but that was obviously tough. I thought it was a decent game before that, and we'll have to watch the tape and dissect it some more.
It kind of happened so fast. I mean, you guys are so good at kind of, correcting mistakes when you make them. Was it surprising that it did get kind of that?
Well, I mean, you never want to give up that many goals in that short period of time. So that's tough. But we'll have to regroup here. And like I said, watch some stuff, try to improve on some things and get back home and figure it out.
Steven, it might come after watching tape, but could you have done anything differently to try to regain that momentum there?
I don't know. I think if, like I said, I honestly don't have an answer to, it doesn't happen very often. You give up whatever it was, 4 or 5 goals in that span. So they carried some momentum and we just fell behind. I don't know if it was, fatigue or just mental lapses. But it's just one of those nights where it was tough.
Steven, you kind of, spoke about it a little bit, but is it particularly discouraging just with the way that you guys were able to respond in the second half of the first period after they got the opener?
Yeah, no, I thought we, after the first 5 minutes, I thought we played pretty well. So, it was a tough 6-minute stretch there. And like I said, obviously, started with my penalty there and just trying to prevent a scoring chance. And, we thought it might have been an icing, but it is what it is. And, they got momentum off that power play goal.
Thank you all, sir, guys.
Thanks.
How would you kind of describe what kind of happened in those last 5 minutes of that second period?
We kind of got away from our game plan and kind of went on our own ways a little bit and, didn't give our goalie a chance to save some of those pucks. So, yeah, that's what happened.
Mikhail, is that one of those ones that you can just flush and forget about, or do you really want to look back on it and take something of it?
Not really. I mean, it happened a couple times as of late, so we gotta kind of look ourselves in the mirror and learn something from it, and we'll obviously do it because our group is tight and everybody's a professional, and we got a great group of veterans who take care of the group and the coaches, obviously. So I'm 100% sure we're fine.
You guys are so good at kind of correcting your mistakes, even shift to shift, period to period. Was it surprising to you that it did kind of get out of hand, that quickly?
It hasn't happened to us like that, when we give up like 5 goals in 4 minutes. So obviously it was surprising, but I feel like in the moments like that, we just got to take a breath and take a step back a little bit and just simplify the game. And, that's at least what I take from it.
Is it when you guys are leaving guys wide open in front of the net like that, you had that yesterday too, but you kind of got away with it a little bit, mm-hmm. Is that more like system stuff? Is it discipline stuff? Is it effort? I mean, when you look at how some of those things happen, how do you kind of pinpoint what's missing, I guess,
We're obviously playing against NHL teams and they make plays, and not always you're going to be just a 5-man unit playing like 5-on-5, man-to-man. The breakdowns happen sometimes, as of late more than before. So we just gotta correct them, and watch tape, and we'll see what happened last couple of games and those 3 games maybe, and our coaches are doing a great job at showing us where we give up chances and where we let down. So I'm sure we'll be fine.
Yes.